Hey guys, this is Gripped. I'm Billy Humphrey, and this is
Corey Russell.
And we are awakening the grown in a generation for revival and the return of the Lord. And this is our first episode, man. I am stoked about us being able to do this.
Yes.
You just flew into dad, just picked you up from the airport.
That's right, that's right.
And we're going to be coming to you on podcast. I'm stoked. Because 3 months ago, you reached out to me and you said, man, something's in my heart, something's burning about doing a podcast that would call to the deep in people. What was going on in your heart?
Yeah, I've been running with this guy, but we've been running together for 17 years. And it takes me back to the first time we ever met, 2003, yeah. When you came to Kansas City. And I think we had just done something. I think me and you had just done, maybe it was the Sermon on the Mount thing that we did this summer. And after it, I was thinking, man, there's few people that I can go there with in regards to revelation, intensity, intimacy, and just the way that we flow back and forth and just what's inside of you, how deep it resonates on the inside of me, and vice versa. And I'm like, man, I think me and you need to do something together.
Let's do it together.
And so that's where it kind of started. And
yeah, I remember when you called me and I thought, dude, that's the dream right there. Because so often we'll go 6 months where we don't even see each other.
Exactly.
And then our paths cross. And then we've been much more intentional the last couple of years.
Yeah.
But when you said, hey, let's do something regularly, I was like, oh, I'm so in.
Yes.
I remember when we first met in Kansas City. So I moved to Kansas City in 2003. And the Lord had been dealing with me about a vision to start a house of prayer in Atlanta. And I'd been a youth pastor, and we'd experienced an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our youth ministry. And I remember showing up in KC thinking, these are the prayer people. These are the intercession, revival people. And when I showed up, it was kind of chill for what I was used to.
Yeah.
But I remember looking across the room and seeing this 26-year-old dude who was like this intense face, like, you know, pacing like a monster. I'm like, who is that guy? Because whoever that dude is, I need to meet that dude. And it just happened that at that time, I remember Mike Bickle, he starts a Bible study with all of us.
Yeah.
And it was me, you, Alan, and so many of the usual suspects. And after hearing you just like pray on the mic one time and get going in that Bible study, I was like, I got to just meet this guy.
Yes.
And so you remember we went out to McDonald's.
My greatest encounters have happened at McDonald's, man.
Tell the McDonald's story from your son.
I mean, we get to we
that
go.
McDonald's isn't even there anymore. Over there.
No. We go to McDonald's, and we just start sharing. I said, "Dude, tell me your story, man." I heard him pray as well. I heard you pray, and anyway, we were just connecting, and I loved your intensity. See, that's the thing that you don't see a lot is revelation with intensity. And many times, there's lots of fiery preachers out there, people that love the Bible, go deep in the Bible, but yet I don't sometimes see it correspond in their lives, their pursuit, the way that they're, you know, glad for the Lord. And so I'm like, that was so resonating inside of me. We go to McDonald's, and I'm like, tell me your story. And, dude, you start telling me about God breaking into your youth group, what had led to you coming to Kansas City for the year. And before I knew it, man, we were manifesting in McDonald's.
Like literally the power of God hits us and we're jerking and shaking under the power of the Holy Spirit in McDonald's. So funny to me. I remember a few months later, I'm sitting there with Dana, your wife, and I'm listening to you preach. And I'm like, man, he's up there. He's manifesting. Like, does he do that all the time? Or what? She goes, no, that started when he met you. She doesn't
blame
me.
It's true. It's exactly right. That's what happened with you, Billy, is it called out something deep inside of me. Still does.
From that moment, though, I think whenever we get together, it's explosive. And what you just said, like, there's just almost nobody that when I minister together with them, when we get in an environment where we're releasing the word, where we're praying for people, it's always, there's a kiss of the Lord on it.
Yes.
There's always a plus one. I remember we did a ministry trip early, like maybe 2004. We went to Virginia.
Charlottesville.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes. Charlottesville. And I just remember the Lord dropping on that place in power.
Yes.
And it was actually our friends, Lewis and Jill Cataldo. Remember, we stayed at their basement.
All right.
But their daughters at the time, they were like maybe junior high age or whatever. And they were evangelical. Their background was evangelical. They had no really exposure to the Holy Spirit, to speaking in tongues or the gifts of the Spirit or anything like that. And the power of God hit those girls, and they were in travail in their living room, and it marked them. It marked Lewis and Jill. They tell that story to this day.
Yes, yes.
And I've always loved how when we're together, God meets us.
Yeah.
And even just in recent days, we've been able to do classes together or do some online stuff.
What do you think it is?
I think it's this shared marking that we both have by the Spirit of the Lord. It's the thing you alluded to before. But there is a depth of desire and hunger for an outbreak of the Holy Spirit. Not just a nice meeting, but for the full takeover of the Holy Spirit in society, in our churches, in our ministries, where Jesus repossesses us, takes a hold of us, and then manifests the glory of his kingdom. You and I share a vision for something far beyond what we've ever seen.
Yes, yes.
And once we begin to touch it just a little bit, there's that thing on the inside that begins to witness to us, there's more.
Yes.
You can have this. And I think it's not just you and I. I think there's others. There's so many others. There's people listening, watching this, and you're resonating with that because you're sensing like church as usual is done.
Yes.
From 2020, we haven't learned anything. Church as usual is done.
Yes.
And God is changing the way that the church is to be expressed and understood. And there is coming an onslaught of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Like we've never seen. What do you think?
I think it is. I think we both got wrecked, 97, 96. I got, right when I got saved.
I love your testimony.
In 97. I mean, I got radically saved February 1997 and immediately thrust into a season to where we were having five meetings a week till 3 a.m.
Yes.
All my friends come to the Lord. And what I saw is that God could move everywhere and anywhere. The gas station was as vulnerable as the church.
Yeah.
There was no like off limits, and God would just explode everywhere. And I began to get this vision of God taking over.
Yes.
And God taking over. And so I got so baptized into that, and I got wrecked with the intercession connected to it.
Yes.
And so I'm connecting with these older women intercessors. And I'm talking about, I'm a 20-year-old freak right out of the world, and my first 2 years are with two 50-year-olds and one 80-year-old woman.
Yes.
And these girls taught me how to pray. I began to get this insatiable, and that's what I want to, that's even where I wanted to go about on this journey, because I got gripped with the vision for revival, and then I began to get so angry because I couldn't make it happen in my own strength.
Yeah.
And you know, I began to feel the waning of it in some ways.
Yes.
And I was so in pain over God, I don't ever want to go back to anything. And it was in that season that the Lord even began to take the groan that he awakened in revival and said, Corey, I want to teach you about sustaining the groan in intimacy.
Yes.
And so it really, the thing that I wanted to talk about in this is the groan of intimacy, the groan of revival, and the groan for the return of the Lord.
Yes.
And how all of those are one strand that I believe need to be cultivated and held together. And so we got baptized in the presence. We got a vision for a big God taking over regions, cities. When I look at Book of Acts and I see God taking over cities, I feel like we've so dumbed that word down.
Yes.
And we've lost the holiness of it.
Yes.
And anyway, I know I'm kind of everywhere.
No, that's important. Your story and my story were so similar, and I think this is the witness that we even felt in that McDonald's that day. Because as a youth pastor, I got touched by the Brownsville revival.
Yeah.
Back in the day, God poured out his spirit in 1995 in this Assembly of God Church in Pensacola, Florida. And you can go online and YouTube and watch the videos. Steve Hill was an evangelist that the Lord used mightily in that. But I remember the first time we went there was January 97.
Yeah,
and
talk about
I was watching people. I was watching little old ladies who were praying for people, little old men, teenagers, not just the big names on the platform, but the prayer team that was this broad group, they would reach out with one finger, put their finger on someone's forehead and say, fire. And I would watch the person get hit with the power of God in a way, it looked like they were getting hit with a baseball bat. It was no hype. Yes, it wasn't something put on. This was not for the TV cameras. It was not that. It was people who were broken, people who were addicted to drugs, people who were lukewarm, backslidden Christians, and they would hear the message of the gospel and run to the altar. And when I saw this thing begin to grip, not just people's hearts, it was gripping a region.
Yes.
It gave me a vision for something. And so I started training my youth group how to cry out in intercession.
Wow.
Once I saw that there was something so much grander to be attained in God, that yes. It was almost like for me, God went from being sort of the 13-footer
yes.
to infinite. Hmm. His power, the power limit came off of him. And then I didn't know much, man. I just didn't know much, but I knew to train these kids to cry out. And something visited, the Lord visited our youth group in 2001 and 2002. And we had four nights a week of outpouring that it looked just like what I'd seen in the church in Florida, in Pensacola. And there were so many nights, Corey. We would have these meetings that would go 5-6 hours with teenagers. And I would come home, and the presence of God would be so strong on me. I'd be in my bed shaking.
Jesus.
Till 3 a.m. in the morning, under the fire, under the power of God. I never wanted it to lift. Yes. I never wanted it. And the Lord did the same thing to you that he did to me. As he began to lift it, this groan, it just broke open in my soul that the intercessions that God had given us to see the outpouring would be the intercessions that I had to maintain, had to stay in to maintain the outpouring and to really live close to his heart.
Yes.
And living in that tension of what does it look like when the outpouring is lifted, yes. How do you live? How do you stay close to the heart of the Lord? It was in that season, man, for me, that really the Lord began to teach me about prayer.
Yes.
That's where he taught me
exactly
about breathing Jesus, which yes. is, I mean, to me, prayer, it's air.
Yes.
It's our life. Yes. It's breathing in Jesus, breathing in the Word, holding him in my spirit, in my soul, holding the scripture here and breathing out his ideas, his thoughts, his plans. And that gets me over any of my thoughts, plans, and ideas.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so it's those kind of things that we want to give to you. This is what we're doing with this podcast. We want to call an entire generation to live a lifestyle of intimacy with Jesus,
yes.
of intercession for breakthrough and revival, for vision,
yes.
for revival, what yes. it can really look like. This idea that, you know, a revival is three good meetings
yes.
or five good meetings in a week, and that's revival. That is a false
that's right.
thing. There is an awakening God wants to release in the earth. And that's what we want to do with this podcast. And so in this season, our inaugural season,
yeah.
we're just getting going. We're going to take this whole season, we're going to talk about a vision for revival, biblical revival, historic revivals, the things God's spoken to us, the tension between the return of the Lord and revival,
that's
judgment
right.
and revival. Do those things play together?
Yes.
All these things, we're going to be rolling through this in this podcast. So I believe the Lord wants to mark so many of you
yes.
to fill you with fire, to fill you with vision, to grip your heart with intercession. And really, that's what you feel like, is that God's marked you to raise an entire generation yes. of intercessors.
Yeah, I want to see a whole army of intercessors for revival. And we're going to talk about these in some of the future sessions, but I'm just, revival has become it's just been trampled on.
Like a cliche. Yeah,
exactly. We've turned it to a cliche. Come to my revival next week. And I just feel like it's been lost. And I care so deeply about that word being restored in the
Say
heart.
Say more about that. Say.
Yeah, man. I think I God's ultimate longing is dwelling on the earth.
Yeah.
That's
dwelling place.
God's ultimate longing is dwelling on the earth. And revival are the seasons.
Sure, man.
Where you get snapshots of the coming day, and he gives those snapshot seasons of the veils begin to thin, and God comes down, and it's the season of trampling, and it's the season of the dismantling of all the powers of darkness,
yes.
where Satan in a measure is cast down over regions. And you see the power of the Word of God go forth, the spirit of conviction, where the same gospel presentations is now cutting like a sword. And in a previous season, it was barely cutting through anything. There are those divine seasons. and intimacy, revival, and his coming are all in that strand of God's longing to dwell on the earth.
And we don't pit one against the other.
Absolutely not.
We don't pit intimacy against intercession.
Absolutely
or
not.
Or intercession against revival, or the outpouring against judgment.
Yes.
He's the same in every one of
That's
those,
exactly
and those are
right.
components of who he is. Man, let's just end this session by praying into this.
Yeah.
Would you just start, just pray. Let's just pray that God would mark people, even right now, with a renewed vision. Because so many people, like you said, they've just got this little kind of cotton candy idea of revival, like a nice meeting or two, and you have no concept of what it means when God comes down, when he grips a people, when he grips a nation, when he transforms a region, when awakening breaks out. We need to pray that God would break in on the souls of so many people and renew our vision for this.
We're calling it Awakening the Groan for Revival and the Return of the Lord. At Romans 8, talks about the groan of creation, the groan of us who have the first fruits, the groan of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray right now for all of those that are viewing this. Awaken the groan, God. I speak to that core eternal seed of God on the inside.
Yes, yes.
I speak to that eternal seed on the inside of you. And I say, awake in the name of Jesus. Awake to the will of your Father. Awake to the longing of heaven. Come out of apathy and complacency and compromise and lethargy and sin, and connect to the eternal longing of Abba to fully dwell on the earth with his people. I call on that seed to come alive right now. Speak fire, and I speak awakening in the name of Jesus.
Father, open eyes.
Yes.
Open eyes right now to see beyond circumstances, to see beyond petty problems, to see beyond political arguments. Open eyes right now to see the King coming in his glory, the King of glory descending on a church, on a region, on an entire people.
Oh,
God, I'm asking right now that you would release revelation in the hearts of so many of what it can look like when you apprehend your people again, when you possess your people again. God, I'm asking for vision to break forth, that people would see what it could look like for a demon-free zone of kingdom influence, 50 miles of glory falling on their city, where demons are expelled, where sicknesses are driven out, where every single person comes under the influence of the Holy Spirit and transformation hits the society. Power bases are shaken. All the demonic strongholds are toppled, and there's one name exalted, the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Lord, you have promised your son.
Oh.
You've promised him an inheritance.
Yes.
The nations for his inheritance. Lord, let vision for your son's inheritance break upon your people even right now. Grip us, God.
Grip us, God. I pray, God, even me and Billy, God, I just pray through this whole year, just lay hold of us, God.
Yes.
Release the spirit of intercession.
Yes.
Release the spirit of intercession, God. Whew. It's not about meetings. It's about proximity. It's about nearness. It's about him.
The
two becoming one. God, I ask you to raise up a whole generation that would be gripped with this. Release it, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.